It's time once again for a Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allie Robertson and Ty Johnson. They are with Carbon High School's Carbon Christmas. We're going to talk about a little different thing this year that they're going to do, but it's still a great way to help people out, and the public is still very much allowed and encouraged to help out with this as well. Allie, Ty, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Allie, I was told that you are the spokesman right now for the group.
Yes.
All right. You're in student government, obviously. What's your rank? What position do you hold?
I am the SBO Vice President of Service.
Okay. And so what does that mean?
So basically, I am in charge of Carbon Christmas and all of our service projects that we do, I am in charge of.
Okay. So let's talk about Carbon Christmas. It's a different one this year than it has been in the past. So let's talk about what makes it different this year than it's been in the past years.
So unfortunately, COVID is going around, which everybody knows. So instead of helping the community as a whole like we normally want to do, we are just going to be helping students in our school.
Okay, so how is that going to happen? What are you guys going to do?
So we are going to have a spirit week throughout the school, and we're just going to encourage the students to participate, and people will still be able to donate because we know a lot of people set aside money, and so you can either come into the office and pay a check, or you can mail a check to the high school.
Okay, and what are some of the things in the spirit week activities that you guys have planned for that week?
Ty, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So we just have, it's kind of like our homecoming week. We just have dress-up days, so we have Christmas-themed. We have, like, a Christmas fun sock day. We have a snow day, just to get the students involved and just to bring a little bit of Christmas spirit before we go off for break. And then we're just going to have a few lunchtime activities, gingerbread house competition. What else do we have? We're going to give the students hot cocoa one day, just stuff like that to lift their spirits.
So just
been
kinda,
a hard year.
Just to kind of rally around. It has mm-hmm. been a very hard year. And, you know, and you guys kind of took the brunt of it when being out since March and then mm-hmm. having to come
yeah.
back this year and deal with everything that you had. Do you think that this year, Christmas, you know, it means a lot more to people?
I think it does. Personally, I lost my grandpa to COVID. And so, I just think that people want to spend more time with their families, and I want to help more families have a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it's all about. So as many of the students that you guys can help there, you're going to be able to, and this is all going to be funded by the students. But once again, if you want to help, if you have set aside funds, as Allie says, because a lot of people do this, you guys have done this for quite a few years,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people will set aside money just for this very reason. If you would like to do that, you can send the money to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put it like towards, you know, Carbon Christmas and just send the money to the office. Is that how it works?
Yes.
So if anybody is interested and wants to do this, is there anybody that like they can, I know it's the school, but is there anybody that they can call and talk to about it or anything like that?
So you can contact the student government. If you just call the high school, one of us will be able to come and talk to you.
Okay. So mm-hmm. check that out. If you want to help them, if you've got the money set aside for Carbon Christmas this year, it's a little different, but they're still, you know, looking and encouraging people to donate as much as they can. What else have we got to cover with this? Did we get it all?
Yeah,
I think we
that's
got it.
It
all, yeah.
That took care of it, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Allie and Ty, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas and good luck with this.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.